This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Westlands to double its recharge. Bonta strikes a deal on meat plant merger. New smoke taint resources and Vilsack on what Harris would bring. Westland cuts the ribbon on a new recharge project. The Westlands Water District plans to nearly double its capacity for groundwater recharge. It cobbled together more than $30 million in state and federal grants to help finance a new conveyance turnout and 10 wells. The Pasajero project will enable the district to bank up to 800,000 acre feet into the ground. Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth called it a great example of what can occur when the state and agricultural communities come together and work towards a common goal. The added water storage will bolster drought deals the district has struck with the Fryant Water Authority, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, the Bureau of Reclamation, and Central Valley Project contractors. Settlement reached over Fresno beef processing plant buyup. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has reached a settlement agreement with Western Valley Meat Company over purchasing a Cargill beef processing plant in Fresno. The company, an affiliate of Central Valley Meat, offered to buy the plant on April 26, sparking concerns in Bonta's office over a potentially anti-competitive merger. He filed a lawsuit on Wednesday, but immediately struck a deal that will retain at least 700 plant workers for at least 12 months with equal wages and benefits. Representative Jim Costa, who represents the district, applauded the settlement, saying it supports local dairy farmers when culling non-productive cows. Cargill and Central Valley Meat are two of the largest processing facilities in the San Joaquin Valley. New resources on smoke taint for wine grape growers. A new website has resources on smoke exposure and wildfire preparedness for the wine grape industry. The West Coast Smoke Exposure Task Force, a collaborative of wine grape growers and associations from Oregon, Washington, and California, assembled the information. The website will include industry updates on best practices, labs, contracts, crop insurance, and research. Harris could accelerate the green transition, Vilsack says. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was at the Democratic National Convention this week in his personal capacity, and he got his views on a possible Kamala Harris presidency. Speaking in an interview airing on AgriPulse Newsmakers, Vilsack says he believes a Kamala Harris administration could speed the transition to clean energy and climate-smart agriculture started under Joe Biden. A Harris-Walz administration can accelerate the job opportunities, can accelerate the income and the wealth creation that is going to bring, he said. Asked about Harris' proposal for a ban on food price gouging, Vilsack said, quote, "It's important and necessary, I think, for the federal government to be on the side of consumers. I think that's essentially what Vice President Harris is saying. Okay, you've got a choice. You can be on the side of the industry or you can be on the side of the consumer." Now, Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House Ag Progress. Dem majorities key to food worker protections. A progressive on the House Ag Committee isn't giving up on using the Farm Bill to get some protections for workers in the food and ag industry. Representative Greg Cesar in Texas met with members of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union on the sidelines of the DNC. He walked them through his fight to bar meat packers from supplying the school food lunch program if they're caught employing underage workers. Cesar tried unsuccessfully to get the prohibition included in the committee's farm bill. That's why we've got to retake the House. Not just make it a Democratic majority in the House, but a pro-worker majority in the House, a pro-union majority. He continued, quote, "We're going to stand with you every step of the way, and we're going to make sure that not only the Farm Bill, but our budgets, our priorities, reconciliation, our judges are all led by this labor movement," he told union members. Retail organizations release traceability guide. The National Grocers Association and the United Natural Foods, Inc. have released a guide for members to help independent grocers comply with upcoming FDA traceability requirements. Companies throughout the supply chain, including food packers, distributors, or sellers, must collect more detailed records for certain items starting January 2026. This information is supposed to help FDA identify and remove potentially harmful food from the market more quickly and efficiently. The new guide offers members a step-by-step guide on complying with the rule, including summaries and diagrams to break down the roughly 600-page rule. FMI study. American shoppers still concerned about prices, but trust their grocery store. Consumer concerns about food prices have remained about the same from last year, despite a drop in food inflation. That according to the latest grocery shopper trends tracked by FMI, the Food Industry Association. FMI, which represents major supermarket chains, found that 39% of shoppers are concerned about having enough money to afford the necessary food, down from 42% a year ago. Over two-thirds, 69% of respondents, said they are very or extremely concerned about retail food inflation, which is down from 70% last year. Concerns about inflation in other areas like gasoline, housing, and clothing remain lower, according to the survey findings. Still, 83% of grocery shoppers reported feeling in some control over grocery spending and tend to have favorable views of grocery stores. Among all surveyed shoppers, 41% said their primary food store supports their financial health, and 30% said food stores in general are on shoppers' side. Inflation politics. The report from FMI comes as food price increases are expected to stay flat and inflation has continued to fall post-pandemic. Still, food prices aren't expected to drop, and overall, high cost of living remains a concern for Americans. Harris recently pitched a federal ban on food price gouging to address high food prices. However, some economists have cautioned against that strategy. Here's today's final word. This bill package makes our customers and employees safer. That's Ronald Fong, president and CEO of the California Grocers Association, applauding a new law on smash and grab retail thefts. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, August 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.